Troy from Zia Comics here, and this is my last travelogue from Abu Dhabi. This is Qasr al-Watan, which is the presidential palace for Abu Dhabi. It's really only used for official functions when they're meeting formal leaders or they're having a big government meeting of their own. It was only open to the it was built in 2017, didn't open to the public till 2019. And this thing is just so opulent. It's almost as grand as the White Mosque. But why don't I just show you the pictures and let you see for yourself? I wanted to skip the lines, so I bought my ticket online. And this is what it looks like when you get it in email with your QR code. I got there a little early, and I had to wait outside for a little while, but they did eventually open up the waiting area inside. Everything at the palace was very ornate, to include the street lamps pictured here. This map shows the main entrance is the Great Hall, and on the east wing you have the House of Knowledge, and the other wing, the west wing, is for official gatherings. The building with the entryway there at the beginning, that was really just a security checkpoint. You have to go through the metal detectors, get your bags checked, and then you go through another line and get queued up to jump into this bus here, which drives you probably another mile or so into the interior, where you get to Qasr al-Watan, the presidential palace. This place is beautiful. The bus drops you off right into this grand courtyard. I mean, just look at this. All the white marble, the arches. It's just breathtaking to see in person. Even in pictures, this looks crazy. You can see how large it is there. We have some people in the background. When I say it's grand, I mean it is grand. Here, down alongside one of those little hallways off the side of the courtyard, you can see just how decorated it is. Here is the entry to the front door. Going into the front door, even there, it's just so much to behold. It's beautiful. And to get the size of these doors, I don't think you see how large they are in the picture by themselves. So I put somebody next to the door to take the picture, and you can see they're massive. Walking inside the Great Hall, you can see that it is just as ornate and decorated as the exterior. Lots of white granite, limestone, gold, inlaid tile. It's very, very elaborate. I put some people in these videos so you can get an idea of the scale because this place is just so large. Look at this floor. I'm going to walk up here and show you the dome. The dome in the Great Hall is a 37-meter diameter, which is about 121 feet for us Americans. And look at just how beautiful all these decorations are. Again, just to give you an idea of the scale, I put some people in this shot because the ceiling on this thing is just so tall. It's so grand and open. All the great arches, the decoration, the tile work. Look at this chandelier. They have a 350,000 piece crystal chandelier hanging out of the dome in the Great Hall. The presidential banquet area is where they've hosted many dignitaries and heads of state, where they treat them to Emirati hospitality, teach them the customs, protocols, cuisine, and even show them the unique collections of silver and crystal china. The official reception area is very grand to behold also. Look at all the seating, the lights, the columns, all the grand decoration. And then, of course, the main guy would sit down at the end. So imagine sitting in this huge room with a bunch of important people. This room is more of an official business meeting type room with the long conference tables, the business chairs, but it's still very finely appointed. I drank too much coffee in the morning, so of course I had to visit the restroom. This is their guest restroom, by the way. So can you imagine what the presidential restroom looks like? The presidential gifts area shows gifts that were given by different heads of state to the United Arab Emirates when they have visited. There is one gift from the United States of America in there, and it is this bronze statue of an eagle. Keep your eye out for it. Walking into the presidential gifts area, you'll notice it's more of a subdued museum type lighting. You'll also notice they don't want your dirty feet on their pretty rug, so they have a riser here to guide you in the direction they want you to run through the presidential gifts area. Here we're coming up on the presidents and vice presidents of the Emirates. There's only been in existence since 1971. So, you know, there's seven Emirates. I may butcher their names. It's Abu Dhabi, Ajman, Dubai, Fujairah, Ras Al Khaimah, Sharjah, and Al Quwain. So each one is governed by a sheikh. They form the Federal Supreme Council, and then one of them is selected as the president. All right, moving on from this area, let's go to the first display. We'll actually start looking at the presidential gift collection. Like I said, when foreign diplomats and heads of state come, it's typically a nice gesture. They bring something, you know, really nice to give to the president or to the country, the UAE. Falconry is huge in the Emirates, and you can see a lot of the gifts have to do with falconry. We have the falcon hoods, lots of different statues here of falcons from different heads of state, different dignitaries who have visited. Falconry, I guess you could equate it to baseball or football here in the States, so it's really big over there. They take a lot of pride in their falcons when they go out hunting in the desert. And there will be a video for that later on in this series. Here he sees more falconing equipment with the gloves and the satchels emblazoned with the picture of one of the presidents. Some of this stuff is just a crazy, immaculate, beautiful. Now we'll see some of the traditional knives of the Emirates. These are really, really intricate, inlaid scabbards, sheaths, however you want to call them. But a lot of these knives are, well, swords also, and shields. Like I said, these were made by other countries. You know, the heads of state and dignitaries have came visited and presented as gifts to the United Arab Emirates. Some of these, they would look great hanging on my wall, but I don't think I want to touch the glass. They might arrest me. Not only are there knives and swords, but they've also been presented with a number of very intricately inlaid rifles. These little short rifles they use a lot in the desert. Another thing that they really, really enjoy, horses. You know, the Arabian horses, that's where they come from. So there are a lot of statues of different types of Arabian horses that were gifted to the president of the UAE. Of course, not all horses. There's a little bit different. And right there is the American Eagle, if you saw that up top, that was gifted by United States. Bing! Right there. From there, we'll walk across the aisle, and you're going to see this beautiful Persian-style rug that was gifted. I know the higher-end rugs can gather quite a bit of money, and as you see, they didn't want you walking on theirs here in the presidential gift area. Also, some statues and different types of very, very fine porcelain type of statues. A lot of beautiful artwork. These items are usually given by heads of state or dignitaries, as I said, as a sign of goodwill when they're coming to visit the country. It's just proper manners. It's something you should do. Like when you go to somebody's house, you should not come in empty-handed. Most of these items are very unique. One of, you probably won't find any others anywhere. They were made especially for this visit from that head of state dignitary. Most of these items are museum quality pieces. Here we're moving on to more of the vases, or if you're, you know, rich, vases. Lots of fine ceramic, porcelain, crystal. You can see the sparklies on that one. They're just so very intricate, each one a unique piece. From there, we'll move on to the jewelry section. Lots of gems, crystals, gold, silver, all kinds of precious rare metals and gemstones in this jewelry, made by some of the best jewelers in the world. I mean, these things are crazy. This section has more of the eclectic, varied stuff. You got a couple keys to different countries there. There's a castle tower, the jade inlaid diorama of the city, and you're going to see another cityscape here in gold, in this beautiful one of the horse and the intricate artwork. This next section houses all the old artifact books. You can see just how beautifully decorated the covers are. Some old Qurans, Bibles, other different old books here. A lot of old literature in this cabinet. All the bookworms watching are probably drooling about this point. These are all one of books. These gifts are of traditional clothing from the nations or diplomats that were giving them away. And by traditional, I mean traditional if you were rich and lived in that part of the world, because the normal people wouldn't be wearing anything nearly that ornate. The last section of the presidential gifts is a lot of boats, model boats. Personally, I'm not into boats myself, but these were intricately built, very painstakingly, and they resemble a lot of the boats you'll see, the dhows, out on the Corniche or on the bay. Over in the east wing, we have the House of Knowledge, where they store 50,000 books plus, dealing with their cultural, social, and political history. That was my review of Khazar al-Watan, the presidential palace of UAE. It is open to the public. You can go in and check out most of the stuff. There are still some places off limits. You could see from the video just the grand size of this thing, how tall, how big everything was, how immaculate clean the white marble and the limestone really, really, really gives you that sterile clean look. The presidential gifts area was really, really amazing. The House of Knowledge, couldn't really see a lot of that. We got to see the library where they have over 50,000 books. I don't think we saw nearly 50,000 in the part that was presented to us. But this, if you're in UAE, definitely check out Abu Dhabi. All the places I've reviewed before this for my Abu Dhabi trip, check them all out. They're all worth that. There's even more places we didn't get to go to because of time constraints. We were only over there for a week. So that was the last of my Abu Dhabi travelog. From there, I'm going to be going on to Dubai, and those videos will be coming up here soon. And until you see that next video, later, nerds.